Attention aspiring musicians and rock stars. North by Northeast Music Festival is accepting submissions now for the 2010 festival happening June 16th to the 20th.
Have a chance to get connected with 250 agents, managers, promoters, record labels, and other delegates in an industry conference and take your career to the next level.
Submissions are only accepted online and only through Sonic Bids.
Visit nxne.com for details on how to submit your application.
Submissions close January 31st.
This is a campus police community advisory alert. A male has been reported exposing himself to females in the area of St. George between Bloor and College Street. The man is described as white, 35 years of age, 5'8", approximately 140 pounds, with short dark hair and small dark eyes with thick eyebrows. He is known to wear a loose-fitting navy blue hooded sweatshirt with the hood up and a navy ribbed toque. If you have any information relating to this person, please contact University of Toronto Campus Police at 416-978-2222.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto community radio station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet, or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music, which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Good evening and welcome to the Sunday, January 18th edition of Equalizing the Start. And you're tuned in to the weekly Hardcore Punk Show here at CIUT. I'm Steve.
I'm Rob.
I'm Stacy.
And we've got lots of music in store for you tonight, unlike the last few weeks where we've had a few interviews and other things like that. Tonight is, we're getting back into what we're used to doing. And
free-for-all.
Yeah, totally.
Music.
We've got lots of crazy things. I've got a set of stuff. I've got a bunch of things from Spain that I'm going to be playing tonight. I've got an old, a brand new reissue of an old German band called the Melonheads. We'll be playing some Oi Polloi in honor of their show that they just played last weekend. I've got a bunch of new Buffalo material and a great new band from Poland called Government Flu, taking their name from the Dead Kennedys material. Tonight is going to be in a demo feature is a band called Stay Young. You know about this?
Yeah, Stay Young from Newmarket. It's probably one of the best local demos I have heard in maybe 5 years, at least in my opinion, in my taste of music as well. It's actually really fantastic. And yeah, we're going to play it later. So.
Yep.
There's actually members of this band who are school teachers.
Is that right?
Yeah, which is common in punk rock, but it's always cool when your school teacher's in a punk rock band.
Right.
Yes.
And what did you guys bring in? Anything, any highlights you want to give away?
Nothing too crazy. Just I brought in a live track of Billy Bragg doing some Clash songs, or one Clash song. Some old 7 Seconds material from the early 80s, which doesn't even sound like 7 Seconds. A band called True Colors from New York City instead of Belgium. So I guess you could say the original True Colors. And actually some rare demo material from a Warzone self-titled LP that came out in 1990, which sounded like crap, but the demos sound amazing.
Cool.
So I'm pretty stoked to play that.
All right.
Awesome. I brought a couple of things. I brought a set of compilation tracks, sort of late 80s, a few early 90s compilation tracks. And then the other thing I brought, I was just thinking about like sort of post-hardcore stuff from the late 80s. And I brought, yeah, like a mix of just things like, I don't know, Well Born Against and The Rip-Offs and Devil Dogs and a few things like that. Steel Pole Bathtub. So, yeah, that's those are the two things I brought.
Cool.
Yeah.
Darcy.
Who just walked through the door?
Hey.
Not so late.
Yeah.
They just awesome. Described you on the...
Still late, but not so late.
We're talking about stuff that
is his gray and his
stuff we're planning to play tonight. What did you bring in?
Well, I brought in the Total Trash demo. They played last night or the day before that with Curse Suicide, and they just put out the demo. So we got that to listen to later on tonight. Hopefully we can squeeze it in. And beyond that, I don't know, a little mix of stuff. Circuit Activity, brand new band from Jules from. Rumors, mm-hmm. and Margaret Thrasher, her new band. A little bit old stuff. We got Blitz on here, Sniff and Glue, Short Fuse, a couple cool things from Europe, and I don't know, an old Curse song.
Okay, we're gonna get things started off with to take a cue from the Born Against song that you're gonna be playing later on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new band from Buffalo called Resist Control. They feature
cool.
The guitarist from Slave State and more recently Running for Cover. So they have they can play very fast at times. They take the name of their song from a Born Against.
That was actually
it's a cover.
It's a cover, yeah.
Sure.
Life's Blood, I think.
Yeah, but
yeah, no, I know.
But
I like
Singer was the singer in both bands, so it's kind of like.
Oh really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, they were from Albany.
Okay.
Life's Blood were from Albany. They moved to New York City. Became Born Against.
There you go.
Yeah, not completely the whole band, but the singer did.
Right.
So he probably wrote the song.
Yes, chances are.
I don't know if you can call it a cover. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The song we're going to hear off, we're going to hear Resist Control. They've got a brand new demo, 12-song demo. We're going to hear a song off this called Kill the News.
Come on.
Thanks. We started off that set with a band from Buffalo called Resist Control, and that there was a half Buffalo theme to that set, maybe even three-fifths, but anyway. The song we heard was called Kill the News, one of the 12 songs off the demo, which will for sure be a demo feature in upcoming weeks. After that, we heard Everything Falls Apart, because Chris Husai were down there playing with them, yesterday. This is a brand new an LP called Relief. We heard a song off this called Young Explorers. It's self-released by the band. After that, we heard a band called Anchor, who've got a brand new LP out called The Quiet Dance. It's released on Refuse Records out of Warsaw. The song we heard off this was called Perspective. After that, we heard a band from Warsaw called Government Flu, the band I was talking about that takes their name from the Dead Kennedys. We heard a song called Shut Your Mouth, which originally appeared on their on a demo that they released last year, in 2008. I keep thinking it's 2009 still. It was eventually pressed as an EP, and a label from Poland called Nick Ni Wee has just released it as a CD, so they've collected both EPs onto a CD. And we finished up with another newish band from Buffalo called Rational Animals, a band that really sounds a lot like Black Flag, but because we played most of the song on 45, it didn't so much. Yeah, my mistake. My apologies. Anyway, it's a brand new EP called Distorted Temptation. It's out on Feral Kid Records. That's the label that Biff does. He was in, I think, War Squad from Buffalo. Anyway, great label for Buffalo. One of many. Three bands from Buffalo. Get to know your neighbors. They got a cool scene.
It's almost CanCon.
Almost. It is. It's so close to the border.
Yeah, exactly.
We consider them Canadian brethren.
They actually also used to be a bigger city, too.
Yeah. But the CRTC doesn't, so, unfortunately.
Still down south.
Yeah. Awesome.
What's up first?
So, first up, it's my compilation track set, and it's a song from a compilation that came out in 87, I believe, that I actually bought off you. Am I too low? Okay. I'm getting a bit of static in the headphones, so I don't know. Yeah, I know. It's a song by the Nunfuckers, and it's called Be Yourself. We'll be right back.
another day. And this loneliness just makes me depressed. Thoughts of a smiling face, a tender that the wind of blame that I can run to, that I can be with you. I can see it in my mind, so it's back up to visual. One more time, I'll be back in the summer time. With a handful of flowers and a bottle of cheap wine. The summer time. Not the chance to find you at. When I do, when you tell me back. No, no, fuck the bar. Pass out.
CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Sorry about that, Rob.
That's okay.
Hit the button by accident.
Just don't let it happen again, Ed. Jesus.
Oh, no.
I cut the song off short.
Yeah, that's a good song. It's Christ on a Crutch, and it's called Off Target. And that is on a Discord Records compilation called State of the Union. That when did this come out? 89. And that song was originally on the Christ on a Crutch record called Spread Your Filth. Which came out, I think, maybe a year or two before that. So that was that. Before that,
it was a homeless benefit too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, DC. Yeah, it was a DC benefit compilation for. Yeah, I guess for the homeless. I don't have the insert in here, but I.
And although the Summer of Revolution took place in '86, I was thinking that it was kind of the culmination of all the efforts.
Right. What's the thing? Because Christ on a Crutch were originally from the West Coast, and they moved to D.C. for a little while.
Yeah. From Maryland, and they moved to the West Coast.
I think. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, because one of them is in the Foo Fighters now.
Sure. Yeah.
And, and he was in Sunday Day Real Estate. Nate Mandel, I believe. Hmm. So yeah, winkly dinkly.
But yeah, before that, it was Crimp Shrine, and the song was called Summertime, and that's from a Lookout Records compilation called The Thing That Ate Floyd.
What a great comp that was.
It was, yeah. It was before the big Green Day thing when, you know, the East Bay blew up all over the world.
My bands were good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's actually a really good comp. It's got...
And Berkeley.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, it's a double album, and it's got the likes of Operation Ivy and Cringer and Neurosis and Mr. T Experience and Sticky and, yeah, all kinds of stuff.
What is kind of weird about that is there's a lot of fish on the artwork, and it sort of came out around the same time as SNFU's If You Swear You Catch No Fish record.
Oh, that's right. So 88, yeah, because that was 87 that one came out. You think that's a coincidence?
I don't know. I just think it's interesting.
It is, yeah. I never even thought of that, but yeah, you're right, because that record did have a lot of fish on the art.
I just think that, yeah, Canadian bands had an influence.
Yeah, it could be. SNFU was bigger than any of those bands at that point.
Sure.
So, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's an interesting note. I hadn't even thought of that. So, yeah, before that, it was Moving Targets, and that's on a Boston compilation called Bands That Could Be God, and that came out on Radio Beat Records, which was the label that Deep Wound was on.
Mm.
Yeah,
and great,
yeah, so this is from 83, and Deep Wound is actually on this as well. And this was put out by the guy Gerard Cosloy, who went on to form Matador Records, or co-found or whatever. So. And the first song was, and then before that, Youth of Today with We Just Might, a song about beating up people who are high and drunk at shows. So,
what a great thing to encourage.
I couldn't resist, because it's like the lyrics of that
song.
Is this
from the brief period where Youth of Today lived in Salt Lake City?
I don't believe so. No,
that was
no. But it's yeah. I know
this was just after they moved from Connecticut.
Yeah,
to New York.
Yeah. It's the lyrics are really funny though, and it's just it's kind of like one of those stringent straight edge songs that that's amusing, especially.
It was probably written as a joke, and somebody stupid took it seriously.
Yeah,
I don't think it was written.
If you listen to the lyrics, it's
no, it's a bummer.
It's yeah, I know, but it's you know they were kids at that time, and I guess you know you kind of you're full.
That's true. If you're in your 20s, don't listen to what a 16-year-old wrote.
Yeah,
and his angst.
I think they were
committing violent acts against people.
I think they were trying to. Show that they were committed.
Yeah, I mean it's not like a knock a beer out of your hand kind of song, but he's just sort of saying like if you're drunk at the show and you stumble my way and you're looking for a fight, then you know
we just might.
Different. So you know
that's a hell of a lot different.
But it
yeah,
than carving X's in people's backs. And
no, I know, but yeah, it's pretty funny to read the lyrics. So first song was Nunfuckers, and that was called Be Yourself, and it was from a 7-inch that came out, a local Toronto 7-inch that came out in 87.
It was a benefit for Tools for Peace, I think.
Yes, Tools for Peace for Nicaragua. And actually,
it was an education group that was taking
yeah,
post-7.
But I bought this record off of you, Steve, in a show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah, so I...
I think it was supposed to come out with a copy of this... Was it supposed to come out with a copy of the zine still?
Probably. Most likely. And they thank you on here as well. So...
I helped them get some of those recording... get in touch with some of those bands.
Okay.
That was my only real contribution to that.
Right. Well, it's a good record, though. It's got MSI and Sons of Ishmael and...
They would go on to release the Heresy record in North America.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And they were really hoping to... That would sell a lot so that they could continue to put out records, but there was some screw-ups with
I heard the
label in Europe, and Mordam wound up releasing it here too, and they were supposed to have exclusive rights,
and they didn't,
and Mordam was able to flood the market before they were in,
but
just screwed up the label, just killed, they still think he got killed after that.
That's
but
too
that
bad.
Was the la- that was the last, that was the second last record they put out.
Okay.
They were a label from Mississauga.
Yeah, I heard about that record because apparently
That Canadian pressing of it now is worth a fortune.
The Heresy one.
Yeah.
So. Well, I don't know. Anyway, yeah. It was a great record.
Yeah.
Face Up to It was the DLP.
Yeah, I remember. I kind of remember it, but not.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was the first good Heresy record.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Others will argue with it.
There you go.
They did go on and put out a few more good ones after that.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
Yeah. So that was
it. It sunk a good label here.
Yeah, that's really crappy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because I've got a copy of that zine as well. Yeah, no.
I don't know, maybe it was.
Who knows?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I don't want to blame them, I love them. But,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody messed up.
Something happened.
Yeah.
Shitty.
Okay. Is that the end of your set?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, so next up, I guess I got the first half of a 10-song set, second half being a little bit more New York hardcore themed with some CanCon thrown in. First half is going to start off with a artist playing a cover and then a cover of that artist. Here's Billy Bragg playing GarageLand live at the Southampton Maple Leaf Cup in 2003. By the Clash. Yes.
Land, yeah.
Thank you. And hopefully, this is what happened last time. I pressed the unmute button. And it started the CD player automatically, and it's been so long since we've had a regular studio that I forgot that. So I'm going to cross my fingers right now and hope that the unmute button starts the CD player. Or maybe I just hit the other button by accident. Here we go.
I've never seen Jeff before with his shirt off because it was very sunny at Glastonbury. He had his shirt off, he had a vest on, he had a fucking great big Clash tattoo here. And I suddenly realised, you know, that squeeze through.
All right, the Clash City Records! Love! The Maple Leaf Selected!
Back in the garage with my bullshit detector, carbon monoxide making sure it's effective.
Back in the garage. doesn't mean I'm lazy. Just because you're going forward doesn't mean I'm going backwards. Survival, then you get the job. Last year's trousers and your old school shoes. The truth is, son, it's a biased market. They can afford to pick and choose. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm a lazy. Just because I dress like this doesn't mean I'm a communist. Factories are closing and the army's full. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I've come to see in the land of the free, there's only room for a chosen few. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm a lazy. Just because you're going forward doesn't mean I'm going backwards. You're on top of the scrap heap. At 16, you were top of your class. Well, I dropped out of high school in Campbell, California. Got a guitar and I never looked back. Just because you're better than me doesn't mean I'm a lazy. Just because I just like this doesn't mean I'm a communist. Yeah.
off with
La-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-di, I like the party. Okay, we started off that set.
With Billy Bragg.
With Billy Bragg.
Doing a cover.
Yeah, doing a cover of Garageland by The Clash, obviously. It took me a while to figure out where it was from. For a while, I was thinking it was from the time that he played with Mick Jones when they did a benefit for... what do they got? The benefit for people in prison in Britain to get instruments. That's the word I'm looking for. And to kind of like start working with music as a way of like rehabilitation. But it was actually from a live show at the Southampton Maple Leaf Club. That was a Joe Strummer tribute after Joe Strummer passed away in February 2003. So as far as I know,
2002.
February.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
He passed away in December 2002.
Yes. Yeah. A sad day.
A bummer. And so yeah. You know what's even worse? I got a copy of Cut the Crap on Christmas that day.
No way.
Because it was like the one Clash CD I didn't have, and I got their worst record, and Joe Strummer died. So, all right, that's not the worst, but
so it's your fault.
It's still interesting. Maybe it is my fault because he was like another person bought Cut the Crap. He's like, I just want to pretend that doesn't exist. Which actually, no, if you listen to some of the demo sessions and stuff like that, I think the songs are a lot better than the shit that Bernie Rhodes produced. Is that the right guy's name?
Yeah.
Wicked. I'm knowledgeable about music. That's awesome. Then we followed that with To Have and Have Not, a cover of Billy Bragg by Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards, which came off their self-titled record from Hellcat Records. Followed by that, a really old 7-second song called Wartime. Comes off their Drastic Measures demo cassette, which was released in 1980. If you look for it, you can find a bootleg LP called Hardcore Rules. Well, 7 seconds, Hardcore Rules, 1980 to 1982. There's about 30 so tracks on that of everything that they released really, really early in their career.
Yeah, it's a question of 3 demos.
Yeah, the first 3 demos. Yeah. Yeah. So you can find it. I personally don't know if they all sound good enough to really, if you want to get it.
Well, Three Quarter Politics, opinion. I think, got pressed.
Yeah, I think it's...
Which is one of the demos on there.
Yeah, but that's on there too. Yeah. So. Then we had a Canadian classic for some CanCon, Waiting for You by DOA from the Hardcore 81 release. Was it released on anything else but Sudden Death? Or has Sudden Death been around that long?
No, it originally, I think the original label was called Friends Records, and I think it came out on that. We just got in, somebody got in touch with us this week about doing an interview with Ed Clover, who's the guy who designed that cover.
Oh, wow.
So we might be doing an interview with him soon.
Yeah, he's...
More talk radio.
A bunch of his photos are in the American Hardcore book, and that famous one of the guy stage diving upside down.
In the California...
Yeah.
The California Hardcore book of the guy with the wasted youth patch on his ass as he's somersaulting.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
It's an amazing show.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. He's a talented guy.
It's interesting.
MRR
came out with a photo issue this month.
A new one.
Interestingly, it's not all photos. It's interviews with photographers.
Okay.
Which is a different take than what they've done in the past. Interestingly, he's not in it. But I think they were trying to get newer photographers. I think they were trying to stay away from, like... And they had some of the older photographers interviewing the newer photographers, which is kind of cool. So I've only read the one of the Brazil... There's two Brazilian guys who do a zine. That's pretty amazing, nonetheless. It's a good issue.
Yeah. I remember the If Life is a Bowl of Cherries, What Am I Doing in the Pit?
Yeah.
Photo zine.
They had the Cruise Missile, which was the European one.
Right.
Some of those people I have gone on to interview people on this one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, and then finally, last on that set, continuing, I guess, or I don't know, maybe too soon. So I was going to say our I guess, a passed away theme for the evening. I was going to say Dead Guy, but I feel like it's a little bit less callous. We had the song Fake Youth by Brutal Knights from the record Life Ain't Cool, which was mixed by Jay Retard, who just passed away this month.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, we haven't talked about that yet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's crazy.
Bummer.
All right. On that cheery note.
You have more Dead Guy music there, Darcy?
No. Nothing. We're going to listen to two bands from Germany, the first being Short Fuse and the second being Sniff and Glue. Kick-ass bands. This is off a record called Blight, put out by Assault Records in 2007. It's Short Fuse with a song called The Artist Stank Yesterday, and we're just going to get into it right now.
What you think about you? What you want? Gonna make the truth. If you fucking trust, you're following the cops. Ain't no time to trust. You're paying for 6 months.
last song there was by a band called KSM 50 from Germany, named after a blender, or like a juicer, which is pretty weird. I don't know what the name of the song is. It's in German and my pronunciation is terrible, so there's no point. But I got that off a comp called The World's Up My Ass with a great picture of Steve Urkel on the front and nuclear bombs going off behind him. A lot of great stuff from Europe and a couple of American bands on there. Before that, we heard Nazi Dust, a straight edge band out of, I believe, Tampa, Florida. A song called Impulse Control. They've been sort of blowing up a little bit lately, and a lot of people have been talking to them, at least, you know, my circle of friends. We did their demo feature a couple weeks ago, but so that's Nazi Dust. One of those guys is from Mind Eraser. Before that, we heard Short Fuse and Sniffing Glue, both from Germany as well. Nothing to Regret by Sniffing Glue. And then the first song on there, of course, was, again, Short Fuse with a song called You Already Stank Yesterday. And that brings us to the end of the set. So I think right now we're going to get into the show listings, right?
Yes.
All right, what's up?
First up, tomorrow night, Monday, January 25th, at the St. The Rosedale Library in Kensington Market, there is another book launch of Treat Me Like Dirt. If you tuned in last week, you heard our interview with Liz Worth about that book, about the 78 to 81 punk scene in Toronto. And, guests, there'll be Will the Circle, a.k.a. Johnny Bubblegum, and I guess there'll be some reading and a bit of music and stuff like that. So if you're free tomorrow night, I believe it starts at 7 o'clock or 7:30 in Kensington. At this
Johnny Bubblegum was in Tirana.
Okay, Johnny Bubblegum was in Tirana, so there you go. And next month, Sunday, February 7th at CIUT, Barry Farrell from the Existers will come in and play some new material from the CD, so that'll be on our show Sunday, February 7th. Friday, the 12th of February at the Poor Alex Theater at 772A Dundas West. Death Threat, Trapped Under Ice, Revenge Plus Minus, and Fortune Teller will be playing. And the next day, Saturday the 13th at Smiling Buddha, the Existers CD release party. And Zero from Zero Four is also the guest. After that, the Residents are playing.
Mickey Skin might be playing that too.
Mickey Skin.
From the
Curse. Okay. So there you go. The next day on the 13th at the Opera House, the Residents are playing. That's, were you a fan of the Residents? No. Yeah, they are. Yeah, I was never really a fan, but I'm sure that'll be kind of a crazy show. After that, the 21st of February, the Garrison at 11 a.m. Oh, the Record Swap. I guess that's the rescheduled version of that Record Swap that was supposed to take place last month. Yeah. The 21st of February, the same day, the same night at the Horseshoe, the Queers are playing with Off Their Heads. And on Monday, the next day at the Wrong Bar, it's going to be a big show with Leatherface, Yesterday's Ring, Lemuria, Sinking Ships, and Summer of 92. The following week at Mitzi's Sister, the 27th of February, The Action from Ottawa are playing. But that's not the original Action, is it? Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. 70s Action. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That should be interesting. Oh, cool. That should be a good show. Right. All right, cool. Friday, March 26th at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, 7 p.m., Henry Rollins will be doing a spoken word show. And what else do we have? The 27th, 28th of March at the Horseshoe, Black Lips, Demon Claw, and the Box Elders. And that's it for show listings. So if you have any, if you've got a band or you've got some kind of event that's punk or hardcore related, send us an email and we will put it up. It's equalizingxdistort@ciut.fm.
And it's on our blogspot, which is...
Yeah, blogspot. equalizingxdistort@blogspot.com. All right, and now we're off to Steve with some more music.
Right, I've got a bunch of... something in the next set is going to be mostly some Spanish stuff, partially from Barcelona, but we've got a few IDs to play first, and then when we get back, we're going to hear a band called Uber, and the song we're going to hear something off España y Mierda. The song we're going to hear is a song called Crisis, so stay tuned for that.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto community radio station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service, channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
This is a campus police community advisory alert. A male has been reported exposing himself to females in the area of St. George between Bloor and College Street. The man is described as white, 35 years of age, 5'8", approximately 140 pounds, with short dark hair and small dark eyes with thick eyebrows. He is known to wear a loose-fitting navy blue hooded sweatshirt with the hood up and a navy ribbed toque. If you have any information relating to this person, please contact University of Toronto Campus Police at 416-978-2222.
Ah! standing in the middle of my life, I'm standing in the middle of
Okay, we start off with a bunch of bands from Barcelona. First off was a band called Uber. We had this, one of Susan's friends came in, and she was from Barcelona.
Oh, that's right.
And she was telling me that this is like a jokey kind of band. Anyway, they have two EPs out, and I think a full length, and this is off one of the EPs. It's called España y Merida. We heard a song called Crisis off that. It's out on a label called Sell Our Souls Records. Fix Me, we're next, and they have a self-titled EP. The song we heard off that was called Pacto, also on the same label. Primates were next, a band. This is their second EP, so it's called Control Salvaya. We got two songs in there, Valencico and Ladrón. This record's brand new and just came out on Thought Crime out of Germany. After that, we heard a band from Berlin called Melonheads. So this is a reissue. The EP originally came out in 1983, and it was released on a label called Pogar Records. We heard the song off this called War Game. And we finished up that set with the band called No Policy, who are from Montreal, in the early 80s. This was maybe in the 1984. This was recorded in December 19th, 1984, so it probably came out in 85. Thanks to Steve Milo from Sudden Impact, he loaned me this, and Ed did the transfer for it, so we've just got a transfer this last week.
Cool.
And I got a chance to listen to it this week, and we played a song off this called Hyperreality. It's an 11-song demo that originally released in 85. Great material. Anyway.
I'm looking forward to listening to it.
Yeah, and for some people who might know of the Primitive Air Raid comp that came out around that time in Montreal, they had a song on that called News or Propaganda. So they did have some vinyl released.
Yeah, I remember that record.
It was just one song or something. Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, they have good enough stuff that they could have had a full length.
Right.
There's 11 songs on it.
Was that on the same label as It Came from the Pit?
Yeah, Psych Records.
Psyche.
I think it was one of the first releases by Psyche.
Yeah. Cool.
Psyche Industries,
that's right. Yeah, they had a lot of good stuff on that label.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the cover is classic.
Yeah.
And I think a label in Winnipeg, done by the guys who were in Under Pressure, I think they might have started a label or a radio show. They used Primitive Air Raid as their sort of moniker, and they used the image of the cover.
Oh, cool.
So they kind of keep it alive.
Right.
It's kind of cool because it's like Winnipeg and Quebec. It's like, you know, not exactly close.
No, not even. Yeah.
But they pay tribute to the early hardcore scene.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got a few songs to play, late 80s, early 90s. And it is going to start off with a song by Chokehold from Hamilton.
That means we're trying to be Krishna. And it is by Krishna's arrangement that we have this opportunity. And it's by Krishna's arrangement that he creates this illusion that's so realistic that I can sit here and tell you this. You can think about it, you can argue it more, you won't be able to see it. That you are not your boss. You hear me, my friend, you said, I've been out here, and I've been to talk with the owners, I've been to plug, and I've been to say, I'm going to say, you sit here, listen, talking, all I do is I can walk out the door and go back and talk to my spirit, and
I'm going to say, 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 I'm going to say,
I just went back and got the razor blade and closed my eyes and sliced.
Some words to say.
That was the Devil Dogs with a song called Once Around the Block. And that's from a record that came out on Crypt Records?
Probably.
I don't even remember now. The CD's in the other room, but yeah. And it's called Saturday Night Live, the record. And before that, it was Eric's Trip, and that song was called Sunlight from the Love Terra LP that came out on Sub Pop Records in 93. And I don't know if you noticed this, but Rick White from Eric's Trip and Elevator to Hell and stuff was playing bass for Youth, Youth, Youth at that reunion show.
I knew that there was somebody
from
Eric's Trip in that band.
Yeah.
I knew it was him. I didn't know what his name was.
Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah, apparently he was a big fan. And
Eric's Trip started like the kind of revival in East Coast rock.
I think that's their best record. It was their first LP, and that came out on Sub Pop, and
everything after that was like the slippery slope to
crack. I don't know. Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that, but I just the one that came out after this, I wasn't too crazy about it. So, but yeah,
they've recently recorded, haven't they?
I
heard something last year or 2 years ago, and it sounded a lot like the Beatles, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I remember seeing them back like in that period, like 93, 94, whatever. And they used to cover that Bad Religion song, "We're Only Gonna Die." Mm. So
that's a good song.
Yeah. So they don't do it anymore, but back then they would. So
I've never listened to Eric's Trip. I recognize the name though.
Yeah. Well, they were in the 90s. Yeah. They kind of.
They're from Halifax, right?
Moncton, New Brunswick. Yeah, because what happened with them is that there was some music festival out in Vermont, I think, that I think Sub Pop was involved in, and this was after Nirvana, you know, blew up and stuff, and then the guys from Sub Pop were so impressed with Eric's Trip that they offered them a contract. So that's kind of how they went from like East Coast obscurity to something bigger. So yeah. Before that, it was Steel Pole Bathtub with a song called Christina, and that is from the EP called Lurch that came out on Boner Records in 1988. And
Boner did all those great Fang records.
Yeah, Fang, and the Melvins were on Boner for a while, and
Fearless Iranians from Hell.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those labels that just kind of disappeared and
did some great things.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Out of San Francisco. And first song was Chokehold, and I believe that song is called Anchor. The CD that I have has a partial track listing, but it came out on Conquer the World Records, I don't know, around like 93 or something, and they kind of messed up by not really listing all the songs, so, and I couldn't find it online either, unfortunately. So Conquer the World, if you're listening, you got to put that stuff up.
Do they still exist?
Probably not.
Steve shaking his head.
No. Yeah.
So I don't think Conquer the World is listening.
I know.
Okay, so I guess I got my next set of music coming up. It's a bit of a New York hardcore themed set with one Canadian band thrown in for CanCon. But we're going to start off with...
I think it sounds like medicine.
Pardon? Well, no, it's just...
it's good for you.
I like playing Canadian bands and stuff like that, but every once in a while you just got to throw it in because you got to throw it in.
Yeah.
And this one's being thrown in because I got to throw it in. And so it's a cassette tape that we transferred as well. We're playing a track from Dead End later in the set. But the set's starting off with a band called True Colors that is not from Belgium. This is, I guess, you could say the original True Colors or an earlier band named True Colors from New York City. I don't know if they really... released too much, but this song is actually off of a very famous tape compilation called the New Breed Comp Tape, which I believe came out with Thamzine. I'll talk a bit more, Matt, after we play it.
I'm starving for food. You can't see. They drag me to death.
is that a trap? You are under 18, is that the law? Put the last house on you. Because you're young, you is a bait. For society, I still would hate.
No!
You were close, now you're gone. Who is it you? Who do they think they are? Playing your life for you. I try my best to show you how. You find the streets. I know you have watched. Win the best game. No, you go away. For your freedom, they will you down, lock you up. Before you're young, you need to be big. Cause the fight, you will
your death races on. Chased through violence, reason, stupid, witless, crap, blind. Thoughts of struggle, root of problem, solution obvious, solution avoided. Feel so secure in your second little group, strength through numbers. Walk like you're a part of, make no difference. Hate is looking at it, they don't understand. People on the rise, why does it come back? Where's the pain? It makes the pain. The decay goes on. Wheels gone down, little men, sheep sucked up to all. Ignore the cries to come. Right to step, right there, with this chair coming down. Hold on, you! Don't get blind! Or are you just a person? Fool?
We just had a conversation about
how bitchin' it was.
Rock and roll.
Like tomorrow.
No, I was just mentioning that I have been waiting for months to play them on the show, and then Steve's like, well, why did you play this song then?
Never mind. We start off the truth.
No, let's fight about it for a while.
Let's not.
Is that what the show is about? So we could argue records?
No, we're just joking around. So
we don't have enough time.
We're running out of time.
We got more records to play.
All right, let me pop through this then. Okay, first song by True Colors, a band from New York in the 80s.
Not Belgium,
like the current True Colors, which is a great straight edge band that Darcy loves. Song was No Way to Live, came off the New Breed comp tape. What's really cool is recently was the anniversary of that tape. I think it's 20-year anniversary. I don't know if it was in 2007, 2008, or 2009. You guys would know better than me. But if you go to newbreedcomptape.com, you can download the entire tape. And then the guy who put out the tape originally actually has a whole bunch of catch-up interviews that he did with the bands on the tape to see what they're doing right now and little write-ups on everything, plus all the original artwork and stuff like that. It's actually a pretty cool website to go to. That's newbreedcomptape.com. That song was written by Don Fury and had members of other bands like... recorded.
Oh.
Yeah, not written. Sorry. Recorded by Don Fury, and the band had members of other bands such as Our Gang and Citizen's Arrest. And that originally came out on Urban Style Records, that compilation. Next up, we had the song Under 18 by Warzone, which if you can find it, and I would just say Google it, because I don't think it's ever been officially released. It came off of the demo session for their self-titled EP in 1990. The self-titled EP is one of those horrible metal mistakes that all the hardcore bands were making then, but the demo tracks just sound awesome. And actually really high quality too, very, very, very high quality for a demo session. Then followed by that was another band that was on the New Breed comp, but it came off their demo, a band called Abomination. The song was called Red Storm Rising, came out from their 1988 demo. Followed by the Toronto band, which I like to play from time to time because it was the first cassette that I transferred for Steve. The song Subversive Fool, off Where Do We Go From Here, by Dead End. And then last but not least, our little conversation Brandon at the start of this was Leeway with On the Outside, off of the record Born to Expire, originally released on Profile Records in 1989 and reissued on a double CD with another record, Desperate Measures, on the record label Another Planet in 1996. I don't know if there's been any recent reissues, but if you can find it, pick it up. I love that band. Done. And if somebody doesn't start talking soon, I'm going to start trying to
do stuff. All right, so we got 50 minutes left of the show. We're going to jump right into it. I got four or five songs, depending on how much time we got. The first song is by Angel Hair, off a record called Pregnant with the Senior Class. It's Second Cousin.
Yeah. Wonder if you can do the truth. Bone Storm, also from England. Hilarious, hilarious name, named after a fictional video game from The Simpsons that Bart wants. the commercial on TV is like, find a game or you will go to hell. It's amazing. And he ends up shoplifting it.
Anyway, oh, that was a good episode.
The band calls it Bone Storm. It's the stupidest name, but they're a great band. And there's a little bit of like Eating Glass or something in there. And then I believe that was the last thing we played before we started this. I intended to play a little more. Yeah, that's where I ended. So just the three, Angel Hair, Voice, and Bone Stone.
Okay, after that we came up. After that we started playing the Stay Young demo, which you listen to right now in the background. They're from Newmarket. People in the band have been in other bands such as 3 Point Stance and Emergency. If you want to check it out online, you can go to MySpace.